Good practice today, a lot of energy. We had an opportunity to meet this morning, go through the number of CellScout items that the staff spent time on. Just reemphasize some points that we want to carry forward, particularly going into these division games as we get ready for Detroit. It's short in practice by design. It's important to be smart coming off of a bye week with this much time off. But I was pleased with the practice.
Mike, can you share with us what you learned about Brian's injury and what the long-term prognosis is for him, treatment thing, anything you can share?
Well, Brian Belaga has a significant hip injury. It's something that there's a lot of conversation about, you know, the timeline of a possible return. The more people we talked to, we felt it was best, obviously, to put him on IR. His long-term health is always at the forefront of these decisions.
Mike, is that right? That's something that will heal, though, without surgery?
Correct. Potentially. I mean, with the early diagnosis says that. But there will be a checkup, I think, in 4 weeks that I think the final decision will be made.
In terms of his long, how this affects his career, next year, anything, you have any idea where that's?
Well, I mean, if you ask Brian, I mean, they walk in there, you know, Monday morning, he's in there working out, he didn't have no crutches, and he's, you know, not saying nice things about the doctors, which is nice to hear, but he wants to play, and he's going to be fine, and did some things in the SwimX as far as the rehab, but this is, you can't deny what's on the scan, so this is in his best interest. To go this path, and we feel confident about his future.
Where are you confidence-wise in your numbers at that position heading into Sunday and for the next couple of weeks?
Well, we're at 7. I mean, that's a state in the obvious. We were probably, the first 6-7 weeks of the season, too. So, we have a rotation that will work. Hopefully we'll see how Derek responds. I mean, his three-week window started today, and he was able to do some individual drills, and we'll just continue to evaluate that position.
Mike, so having to activate him last Wednesday for practice, even though it was a bye week and you guys were off, that still counts in a 3-week window.
Correct.
How have Barclay and Van Rotten come along during these last 8 weeks?
They look good in the practice environment. They're working hard. They're growing as far as their understanding of what's asked of them. And it's obviously always a challenge when you play backup positions because you don't really get to set into just one spot and learn the intricacies of every position. So they're hard worker, they're smart, they're tough, and, you know, they know the challenge that's in front of them. So I'm excited about both Don and Greg.
Who's the next man up at the tackle position right now?
Well, we have a rotation, and it really depends on which tackle. So I'm not going to get into who's going where and how, but we do have a rotation in mind, and we'll work that this week.
Mike, what did you see from Vic Soto to kind of give him another look? And what do you think?
Well, a whole lot. I mean, he didn't get there till halfway through practice, but it was good to see Vic. It's good to have him back. It looks like he's in good shape. So, anytime you have one of your guys leave and still didn't have the opportunity to come back, it's great to see him. He's a good fit for us. He knows how we operate. It'll be a seamless transition for him, and he definitely gives us depth at the outside linebacker position, which, in my opinion, never have enough of those guys.
Mike, do you have any update on where Clay might be and talking to him?
We'll get into that Wednesday. I know they're going to do some, tougher rehab today and see how they respond tomorrow. So Wednesday's evaluation will give us a better look at all those injuries.
How does TJ look on the outside compared to what he did, when he was thrown out there a couple of years ago and what he was able to do last week?
Well, I mean, I thought TJ played well in the game against Arizona. I mean, there's some things he needed to adjust it early, starting with his stance. But, you go from left guard to right tackle. But I think with a full week of work that he'll be ready to go. I mean, he's a pro. He'll dive into the preparation part of it, particularly who he's playing against and the things that we're asking him to do. TJ won't keep us out of anything as the way we game planned here the last couple of days. So we have a lot of confidence in TJ at right tackle.
Do you watch games as a fan something when you're having the week of August? I'm thinking about how some of the teams ahead of you did this week. Do you have a rooting interest in some of those games?
I don't know if you say it as a fan. I think fans watch games differently. You know, when I watch games, I look at formations and communication and things like that. So, but yes, I watched some of the Detroit game prior to. We had game plan meetings here yesterday, so I watched some of the Detroit game and watched some of the night games.
So you can't turn that off, huh? You're always in coaching mode when you're watching.
Well, I actually don't turn it on. Yeah, I mean it's a break for me if it's on the TV at home, because usually it's, you know, the Disney Channel or Sprout Kids or, you know, so if it's on, it's probably means the kids have gone to bed. Yeah, so I don't watch a lot of football at home, unless it's on my iPad.
Mike, how do you feel about your outside linebacker depth right now? I mean, I know you like having Vic back, but, I mean, are you going to work Lattimore at both spots this week?
Well, we got Frank Zombo, too. Right. So, I mean, I feel very good about our – it's the most depth we've had. I mean, I don't know exactly where Clay is, but, you know, we have four, and when Clay comes back, we have five. So, no, I feel very – that's part of the reason why – with Vic being available while we brought him back.
You think there's a chance that Clay could go this week? Would you amend what you said before the break? It was a couple weeks.
I'm not a doctor, and I don't want to act like one either. So we spend too much time together. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But let's see how he responds to the rehab today and tomorrow.
Like, did Nick Perry's wrist, did that end up being more severe than you anticipated?
Well, I mean, Nick Perry's wrist is obviously more severe than we anticipated. It's a very similar injury to both Nick Barnett and A.J. Hawk. And if you recall the timing of both of those, you know, one required surgery during the season, one after. So it was something that he was actually, you know, working through and playing with, and you know, but it continued to bother him. So we went with the second opinion, and everybody involved felt this was the best route for him, because, you know, especially, you know, being such a young man, when you're dealing with the wrist, it is intricate as far as the number of different bones in there. So that's why we took the path that we did with Nick. So it was obviously in his best long-term interest.